Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. This is your host, Phil McKinney. Welcome. We are still here in the mobile studio here at Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, looking at interesting technologies, interesting services, capabilities, the latest gadget, the latest TVs. We have a guest here in the mobile studio here at CES. So, Marco, first of all, welcome to Killer Innovations.
Thank you, Phil. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And I saw Marco pitch at an event that actually my team was hosting here in Las Vegas on Monday afternoon.
Amazing event with Cable Labs. It was terrific.
Yes, yeah, so we were down at the Four Seasons. So we pick a small set of companies and we put them in front of decision makers to give them an opportunity to have that concerted, focused one-on-one. So I wanted to invite Marco to come onto the show here. So it's not just limited to the people in the room, but that actually you have an opportunity for my listeners to hear more about your company. But actually, you've got a pretty interesting background. You've been an entrepreneur for life. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of those. It's amazing how many guests on the show. You know, it was started with the lemonade stands, and returning bottles to the grocery store for the deposits, all kinds of things. But you started at a pretty young age.
Yes, I did. The first company I was involved was bringing internet to my small hometown in Brazil. So I was 13 years old. Internet was only in a few major cities in the country. And I would every night have to wait until midnight when the phone cost was lower to connect and call São Paulo to be able to connect and get data. And then we were like, no, this can't be it. So I joined the father of a friend of mine, and we started to bring internet to the city, and it's still there. It's a pretty big cable and internet company now in Brazil. Not pretty big, but yeah. Regionally.
Yeah.
But I'm not involved anymore. And after that, I've lived in China, where I developed other companies. I, you know, went back to Brazil, and I'm here in LA.
Well, the question, you know, did your parents like look at you and go, what do we have here? How do we deal with this 13-year-old off, you know, focusing on running businesses?
Yeah, I was always passionate about computers and entrepreneurship and everything, and they were like, are you crazy?
You go to college, get a good job, settle down.
And my mom is a doctor, and she was like, oh, go, why don't you become a doctor? I was like, no, that's the last thing I would do, you know, right. It's amazing what, you know, doctors do, but I always liked technology. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, to go beyond, go to other countries, see other cultures. I was always, you know, I was from a small city, so you can imagine, you're like, you know, really excited about going out, about you know, seeing that there's more than just that.
Right.
And I've seen a lot since then.
So what? So you went from, you were living in Brazil, you went to China. Why China?
Well, I came here first for my high school. I went to Shreveport, Louisiana. It was an amazing experience.
Shreveport, Louisiana for your high school?
Yes, that was crazy.
Okay.
But I had a lot of fun. It was incredible. I had an amazing host family that took me traveling all over the country. And then I went back to Brazil. I started working in product development, and I was like 17 years old. And from 17 to 20, I was already going to China, looking for products, and the products that I would select and develop, they were sold by big distribution companies in the country. So when I was 18, I was already handling over like $2-3 million of imports and distribution. But, you know, I was in university, I was bored. my university is local. I was studying international trade at that time. And most of my teachers couldn't even speak English. So I was like, I'm like wasting my time here. So I decided to drop it and decided to go to China.
So you dropped out of school?
I dropped out of school.
And went to China.
Directly to China.
We're in China.
Shanghai.
Okay.
So I got to Shanghai. I couldn't speak a word of Chinese. And it's not like today that we have smartphones to get us everywhere and everything. So and I didn't know anybody else. So like my first week, I was just, I could not go beyond my block because I was afraid I couldn't come back because I didn't know how to say the name of the street. And then I started to learn the tips, and it was amazing because when I got to China, imagine, China, you could not find, like, deodorant. You could not find dental floss. It was still, like, Shanghai was, Pudong was not what it is today.
Yeah.
It was very, very different. And, like, you know, there was only, like, one place that sold pizza. You couldn't find cheese. So it's very different than what it is today. And it was incredible to see the growth and what happened from, you know, I stayed there for almost 10 years. So everything, how China evolved and how technology evolved, how business evolved, how they learned to, you know, create new factories, new companies, bring technology. So it's pretty amazing.
So I'm assuming you got pretty good with your Chinese then.
Itian dian, like they say. I can speak enough, but not like I can discuss politics. But I can negotiate. I can bargain price down, which is.
So you went from China then back to Brazil.
So yeah, I stayed in China for a while, where I developed a few different companies, and then Brazil was booming. It was. And
what was the time frame for this?
That was 2010,
okay,
2011,
yeah.
Actually more 2011. And Brazil was doing really well, and U.S. was still recovering, starting to grow, but there was such a big opportunity there, and with my family and everything there, I said, okay, time to go back home. I knew that I had to, my time in China was... It was done, you know, it was about time for me to to see, you know, new things and find new opportunities. So I took the company, I literally moved the company from China to Brazil. We kept an office in Shantou in the south of China.
Yep.
And we established a new office in Brazil, and we started to distribute our products. At that time, my main business was a toy company where we're doing toys with voice commands, with augmented reality. I was very early into augmented reality. But deep inside, I knew that I was not going to stay for long.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was developing the company, I was approached by this amazing nonprofit organization called Endeavor. You can check out it's endeavor.org. They're based in New York, and they have already 30 offices around the world where they look for high-impact entrepreneurs, and they help these entrepreneurs to grow, to expand, to network, to build relationships. And this endeavor was built by really amazing people like Edgar Bronfman Jr., Reid Hoffman, and the founder, which is Linda, that I, you know, she's amazing, she's incredible. And so they came to me, and their model is to mostly to connect you with amazing mentors. Mm-hmm. So imagine a toy company, I was developing games and things. The first people they connected me with, Strauss Zelnick from Rockstar Take-Two Entertainment. So I was like, wow. And then they connected me to Disney, to a bunch of amazing Amazon and other amazing companies. And I came to the conclusion that, you know, I had to come to America. And I was excited about it because I had lived here, but I had never lived in California. And technology was always a part of me. I don't know why it took me so long to come to California. So I was able to get investment from Mauro, who was the founder of Microsoft in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And that enabled me to come to the U.S. And I went to Silicon Valley. I was incubated by Zynga. So that got me to get to know more right. Silicon Valley.
Perfect. And then you actually ended up in L.A. now, right? We'll talk more a little bit about that yeah. when we come back from this commercial break. So don't go anywhere. We're going to continue our conversations with Marco, learning more about him, the problem that their company's trying to solve, and more about the company itself. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're here talking with Marco with regards to his background and his company. What was the problem you were trying to solve? What do you mean? You kind of gave us the whole your history of bouncing around. You end up in California, Silicon Valley. You ultimately ended up in LA. You were doing toys that had voice command, but you were trying to take it to another level. What was the problem you were trying to solve?
So when I got here, I was trying to bring my toys, and the idea was I was going to distribute toys and continue doing smart toys. But as I got into San Francisco and during the incubation at Zynga, I started to realize that what we were really good at and what I really wanted to do was to reinvent storytelling. And on a way, how do we take content beyond screens? Because we keep consuming content just on a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense, especially now with IoT, where you can connect the entire house into this storytelling,
right,
where you can connect toys, the lights, even the thermostat could be interesting. Imagine a horror movie, you know, the temperature gets colder, you got a phone call, your lights. So I start to think how to go beyond that, how to build this, how to make content and storytelling integrate your entire home, your car, your toys, and everything else. And I started to research technologies that could enable me to do that. And I was invited by Universal to work with them in a few projects in LA. I, you know, started helping other companies and also my own developing these kinds of interactions. But there was always a barrier. I could never get a product or something to interact with YouTube or to interact with streaming or even radio, because my technology was based only in ultrasound, and which I developed first by myself, and it was great. It could enable the tablet to communicate with the toy. It could enable simple interactions, and even like through the radio sometimes. But it really did not allow this complete interaction and being able to work with YouTube, Netflix.
And why is that? Why couldn't it work with the YouTube or Netflix?
Because when there is video compression for this for streaming, they cut the ultrasound layers to be able to compress the file.
So it's really part of the compression. They say,
exactly,
as a human, you can't hear it anyways, so therefore it must be no value. I'm going to cut it out.
Exactly. And because of that, so it put a big barrier for my the development of this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to look for, you know, where can I find something that could interact with you?
Now, there's other companies out there that are doing sound-based interactions, whether it's, you know, small packet, bursty data, that type of thing.
They're mostly doing that with ultrasound.
Okay.
So it was
because it's like I'm in the room. I'm in. I don't have the barrier of trying to embed it in a media that's kind of an over the top delivery mechanism, and that's where this compression and chopping it off. So,
but you know, I found this amazing company in UK called Chirp. And they had gone beyond the ultrasound, and they were able to develop different technologies that enabled this interaction with whatever, with YouTube, with broadcasting on TV, with radio. I can use their technology with any media format. Anywhere there is audio,
I can make
something interact with it.
But if it's not in the ultrasound band, I hear the sound then.
You hear the sound, so you can send dynamic data through sounds that you can hear, which is something like an R2-D2 sound. So it's pretty neat even.
Yeah.
But they also have technologies that enable you to pre-program interactions based on existing sounds. So let's say you put your soundtrack or a song that you have, you can make for example, with Netflix, we launched Beatbugs, which was the TV show with Beatles songs.
Mm-hmm.
We developed a toy that could understand the sounds from the TV series and interact with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Target, did really well.
So in that case, you're actually embedding instructions into the soundtrack audio that's already there, so you don't even notice it.
You don't notice it,
right.
Yes. And the best part is, because we use the sound to transmit data, we don't need to have a connection in the product which is receiving.
That it just
product
listens.
Doesn't need
it just
internet,
needs a, it just needs
need
a microphone.
Yes. So it makes it safe for kids, it makes it safe, you know, even as since everything is happening locally, so even to build connections within your home, you know, to interact home IoT devices, it makes them safer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot just go in online and hack these devices.
Right, because so that's a good point, right? Because we've all seen, like, you know, some of the dolls where the kids talk to the dolls. And then their voice actually gets recorded and sent to a cloud for processing.
Yes.
Versus you do it, everything's local. Everything is local.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the technology is not only, you know, what really excited me was that the technology was not only for toys. I could use it for a bunch of
How long had Chirp been around at that point?
Well, Chirp is already 7 years old. They were like the first to enter this market. And although there are some competitors around nowadays, they still have the most reliable technology.
Mm.
They are already bringing
How big was the team at Chirp when you first engaged with them?
They were about 11, 12 people.
Okay. In the UK.
Yeah. They took their time to develop the technology.
Right.
They came out of UCL in London and they really focused, and they only started to have a commercial development really and going to market and everything about a year and a half ago. So
they put 8-9 years of research into it.
They're 7 years.
Okay,
in total.
Seven. So, so year. They, so they five took, to six.
Yeah, 5 to 6 years,
wow.
Making it work.
Well, even that, not many organizations do that, right? Because
right.
It's like about, I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it to market, you know, as quickly as possible.
Yeah, they started testing. We had, you know, they had the MVP, which was an app that they did for consumers. But after they launched that app, they saw that the company really had to be, you know, the best was to be B2B. And to enable everybody else to use this amazing technology to exchange data.
Good. When we come back, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Let's get into Chirp. I want to hear a little bit more because you interacted with them because you were trying to do something. You found them. So let's, when we come back from the commercial break, let's pick that up and what's your interaction with Chirp today? What happened after you started engaging with them? Be right back.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement, here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed.
Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're here with Marco talking about Chirp. We were just at the end where you had
my encounter.
Your encounter with them, because you were attempting to create a technology using ultrasound. And when you went out and looked, you found Chirp. What happened next? What was the whole path there?
I fell in love with the technology and the team and the whole concept. And I started to help them to do, you know, to come to America, like I did.
Right.
So I helped them on business development. I helped them to launch the company here, to bring some amazing partners and to distribute their technology, not only in the U.S., but all over the Americas. So it's a very interesting partnership, because the technology is so new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, although we've used sounds with modems in the beginning of internet,
the famous AOL tones, right?
You know? People forgot about it.
Right.
Nobody really, you know, we started going into other directions in terms of connections and connectivity, and sound was forgotten. And sound is the most basic form of communication.
Right.
So now, after they developed the technology, and now that we start showing to all of the big companies and everybody, nobody knew. So I still get people from major CTOs from major companies that come to them and say, "Have you heard of data over sound? Data over what?" So it's we still have a lot to, you know, to teach the public about the amazing features and use cases that you can do with sound. And it's really broad.
Yeah, so you were already in L.A. when
yes.
you found them. Then you've been helping, you helped them, you know, come to the United States. Are they still based in the U.K. or did they pick up and move?
No, the company will continue being headquartered in U.K.
Okay.
You know, they have amazing support from UCL and, you know, and so it doesn't make sense to move headquarters here, but they really want to grow their presence mm-hmm. in the country. We are, you know, partnering with many new companies here in the country. The first one was Activision, that we did the Skylanders toys, and then we did BeatBugs, but now we're also getting into other areas like payments. You know, you can send payments to each other just using sound.
Right.
So that started, and we're partnering with a few companies for that. You can use it for ticketing. So instead of imagine it's a sonic barcode.
Yeah, well, in fact, I'm sitting here with printed out tickets for an event later on where everyone was said you must bring the printed ticket. I'm like,
that's absurd.
It's 2018. Right? I got to bring a printed ticket to an event? Come on.
Right.
Come on.
And many times also, so like most people rely on printed QR or QR on your phone. But when you do that, I've seen people in airports trying to scan their tickets, but their screens are broken.
And then screens are broken, or they've got them dimmed.
Damn.
Or it's late at night, and it's got the orange glow.
So you always see there's a friction there in the movement, trying to get the reader in the right position. And with Chirp, you can just send a sound, like your ticket would have a sound, just like it has a barcode, and then you enable, you can already identify and go in without having to scan or anything.
So what's your relationship with Chirp today?
So I started as their chief strategist, and now I'm more into business development, helping them to prepare for their next rounds, helping them develop their relationship with some of the big companies I've worked here.
Right.
So it's a nice partnership.
Right. So, I mean, you use the word partnership. Are you still doing your other businesses in LA?
Yes, or? Immersive Play is my main business. Right. We're launching new products very soon, and people will be very surprised with what's to come. Immersive Play has Snow and Stella, which is our own IP. The app was featured by Apple as one of the apps we love, and we got over 300,000 downloads this year. But nobody knows what's to come after that. That was just the first stage. And now the kinds of interactions that we're going to build around toys and around content using Chirp, and it will grow a lot.
So this is a little bit of a different model, right? Because it's not like you're acquiring Chirp. Chirp's a separate company.
Yes.
You have your business. You have your Immersive Play. Immersive Play is building products using Chirp. At the same time, you're, in effect, chief development officer for Chirp, right? It's kind of an interesting.
When I started talking to Chirp, our idea is when you look at companies like Pixar. So you have Pixar, also they have RenderMan, which enables. So RenderMan enables.
If you're not familiar, RenderMan is the animation tool developed by Pixar. To actually, how they actually do their workflow and wireframing and animation, sequencing and animation. Exactly. But it's a tool they also sell to third parties.
Exactly.
Right.
So I needed a tool that would enable my storytelling to interact with everything, to go beyond the screen.
Right.
And so Chirp is that tool. And for Immersive Play to really succeed, I need Chirp to succeed. So I can be more homes and build more interactions with that.
That's interesting, because it really is skin in the game.
Yeah.
Because you've committed to Chirp, but if Chirp doesn't survive and grow and continue to invest in the technology, then your investment of using Chirp in your products then ends up failing at some point.
But also, it's interesting because when I one of the reasons that I liked and I wanted to join Chirp is that during this past 3-4 years, as I joined Endeavor, my network grew so much, and only 5% of my network are really related to entertainment and toys.
Right.
So that gave me an opportunity to use the rest of my network to bring other, to do business with other companies that I likely would not do business. So it's been quite interesting. I started to develop partnerships for Chirp in other industries, and that is going really well.
Excellent. But I am intrigued by the fact that it is such a different model of, rather your traditional mentor model or a typical coaching model or a contract, BD, but it's not, but it's different because it's really is, I think this is really interesting. It's,
right.
It's a different model.
Yeah, we have a commercial arrangement.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, you have to have that.
I want to get a, I know the Chirp will succeed, so I want to be a part of that.
Right.
And, I help them help me.
Right. That's it. So, Immersive Play, do you have outside investors? How are you funded?
Yeah, we're invested by the founder of Microsoft in Brazil.
Right, yep.
And
that was when you were still in Brazil.
That helped me
come to the U.S.
to come here.
Right.
We also have, a few people that did convertible notes and things. And we are preparing later on for... It's the technology and the interaction is really visionary. And our homes are not that connected yet.
I
have to go slowly with what I'm doing.
But you got to find people who get the vision.
Yeah, I found enough, it's the traction and the vision, people get it. But if I launch now, most of the things, it's the infrastructure in people's home is not ready for that.
Right.
So the experience, the timing is not ready. It would be too early.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, I'm preparing and developing the content and developing this amazing new interactions that you're going to see. I'm giving people time to get Alexas in their home, to get Googles
Perfect.
In their home. Because
Perfect.
All of that is a part of the interactions that I'm, crafting.
Great. We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, I want you to share, given all your entrepreneurial experience, if you had an opportunity to go back and give yourself advice, what would be that advice? We'll do that in the next segment. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. As we took the break right just before the commercial, I asked for you to think about, you know, given that you started at 13 and went to China and back to Brazil in high school and Louisiana and then Silicon Valley and now L.A., you've had a lot of experience. And a number of our listeners are at that stage where they may have an idea, but, you know, it's always the unknown that they're concerned about. What advice would you give our listeners, given all the experiences that you've collected over all your businesses and activities?
Well, the advice is that we should always look for mentors. You know, mentorship is what helps you to not make the same mistakes that other people already did.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started, I had nobody to go to. Imagine, I was in China. Even the people that I knew in the business, that knew business, they could not help me on how to set up a company in China.
Yeah.
So I knew nobody, and I had to figure it out by my own. How to register a company, how to get investment, how to launch, how to manage. And it's a burden when you try to do it on your own.
Right.
So building a network of mentors that you can trust, that they share your vision, and they don't need to be investors on your company. Sometimes it's even better if you don't expect them to invest, because they will give you the most honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting a good set of mentors in different areas that you feel that you need to develop is really important. And today I do mentoring, you know, every week, and not mentoring other people, but getting mentorings as well from my mentors at Endeavor.
Well, it's interesting. We had a guest on probably a couple of weeks ago. And one of the pieces of advice they gave at the end of their interview was also to, they agree on the mentor because it's critical, right? Because you can learn and collect all that. But at the same time, be careful.
Yes.
Because if you have a lot of mentors, they may be giving you contradictory information. And if you try to do everything a mentor tells you to do, you end up thrashing.
Yes, you have to be, like, there is the right way of mentoring and the wrong way of mentoring. So I usually go to mentors to for areas that I have no idea, where I don't have the confidence to make a decision. But sometimes we just want a mentor to say that we're going the right direction. And you don't need that. You need to be self-sufficient. You need to know your path. You need to know your vision, where you want to go and what you want to do. And you go to mentors to see on their experience what happened, how did it work for them, what mistakes did they make that you can take an advantage of that or learn from that. But it's not like ask them, what should I do?
Right.
It's more like, tell me your story. How did it work for you? What did you do that was right or wrong? And from there, let me take my own conclusions and figure out what is best for me to do.
Yeah, it's a little bit of trust your gut.
Yes.
Right? Because, you know, as you build up that experience, you kind of like, that sounds right. I have enough confidence. I think this is the path I'm really going to go. It is an interesting point, though, as you made was, it is about having that self-confidence.
Yes.
Don't be dependent on your mentor to be your cheerleader. You have to self-motivate.
The first thing that I think about entrepreneurs is your ability to, you know, say what you want and do, like, be confident on where you want to go. Because most, like, when you are an entrepreneur, everybody will tell you that you're crazy.
So, like, and if you get discouraged easy, not the job for you.
When I told people that I was going to live in China, I heard so many times that I was crazy. And every time people would tell me I was crazy, I would get even more excited. And there is a book that I recommend from Linda from Endeavor, which says, "Crazy is a compliment. How to zig when everybody zags."
Yes.
And that's entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Yep.
Is going, if people start telling, everybody start telling that you're crazy, you might have something there. But learn, you know, to do your MVPs. Learn to, you know, to don't rush it in. You know, test, go build more, test, go build more.
Well, you were at the event on Monday. We had Eric Reese in.
Which was amazing.
You know, so we brought Eric in to talk. You know, if you're not familiar, he did the Lean Startup, and now he's got his new book, which Eric's going to be mad at me because I just drew a complete blank. But basically how to do lean inside enterprises.
Yes.
You know, how to bring it into an organization. It's not just for startups, but it's a great strategy for business. But, yeah. You know, Eric was great on Monday night, sharing kind of his, you know, the thought processes of how do you have to really think about it, both as an entrepreneur, but also as a leader inside of an organization. So I'll actually have a link to both of Eric's books in the show notes, so because then I'll remember it as soon as we get done with the show. So, hey, if people want to follow you and keep up with what you're working on, both on Chirp and also your other company, where's the best place for them to follow you at?
So they should go to chirp.io to check Chirp. And my website is imply.com, imply.com. Okay. And I'm on LinkedIn. Feel free to to connect. And, you know, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. We'll have all the links up at the show notes. So check out the show notes. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here and check out the show. I encourage you to subscribe. You can find us now over on the iHeartRadio app. We're also now on Spotify. We're also obviously on iTunes and Google Play and all the other locations. And if you subscribe, that way then you get each of the new shows as they're produced. We're getting ready coming up in March for our start of our season number 14. Yes, we've been doing this for 14 years. And we have every show made available free of charge all the way back to episode number one. Just go over to killerinnovations.com. If you have an idea, suggestion, or a guest who you think should be on the show, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. I would greatly appreciate your ideas. If you've got a question that you would like to have answered on the show, we do that periodically about once a quarter. I'll just take questions from the listeners, and we just have an interaction here at the show and look to answer those. I'd also encourage you to check out the innovators.community. It is an online community on Slack that allows innovators to come together from a variety of industries and expertise. And it really is kind of a peer organization to get that support. So when the people do tell you you're crazy, you got people who are standing behind you, helping you.
I'll definitely join it.
Push forward. So check that out, theinnovators.community. With that, have a great week. Take those ideas, bring them to the world, change people's lives. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.